Aloha and welcome again to the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you today. We're going to cover some Hawaii vacation news. Also talk about Honolulu lunch trucks, and especially one we visited over the weekend. And also discuss the Pacific Aviation Museum out at Fort Island on Pearl Harbor. We'll also talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, we're going to go over pricing, so stick around for that. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. If you're on Twitter, you can catch us on Twitter. It's at Aloha Bruce. On Facebook, it's Hawaii Aloha Travel, all one word. So check us out there. This is actually our 417th podcast for Tuesday, October 26, 2010. So we made it. We finally are back on the new schedule where we're going Tuesday and Friday. This is our Tuesday edition. Remember, we do this every Tuesday and Friday between 12 and 2 o'clock live. And you can check us out just by going over to our website and checking it out. Don't forget, on Fridays, we're doing question and answers. And I already have a couple of really cool questions for Friday. Yeah, one about the dog, the bounty hunter. So I'll be telling you all about the dog, the bounty hunter. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from last show when I said that, you know, about my Jimmy Buffett thing and getting thrown out of Jimmy Buffett. And I've cleared that air up. So hopefully you had a great weekend. We certainly did. It was just a great time. We had a lot of fun this weekend. A lot of friends still in town. This past week, we were a host of the Rethink Hawaii. This is a great thing to do. If you guys are ever, if you're geeky or you're into the whole world of VC and venture capital and startups, you know, get in touch with us. Rethink Hawaii is something that we do every year here. It actually happens twice a year. It's every year in Hawaii and then in another location. Last year, we did Shanghai and Hawaii. Next year, it looks like we're going to be doing Maui. And then Alaska. We made some friends from Alaska. Just had a great time. Really a lot of fun. And posted a great video on our podcast page so you can see a little bit about the Rethink Hawaii gang and what a wonderful group of people. And it gives us a chance to really interact with people we would never get a chance to interact with. So we love doing that every year. Yeah, and their age. Yeah, we found some young entrepreneurs came over to the house, 18 and 19 years old, you know? So it's just amazing what these kids are doing. Great to be around them. So we got a lot of ground to cover to here today, so let's get into talking about a little bit. You know, very often we get the question here about what to do about eating. You know, people are always looking for what kind of choices of food there are, and I've mentioned many times that there are over 2,000 restaurants on Oahu alone, and today we're going to focus on Oahu and food choices, but I especially want to talk about food trucks that are in Hawaii. They're popping up all over the country, as you know. They're becoming very popular, and it's a nice alternative. You can get some great food there, and you can get great pricing, and it's a fun way to, you know, save a little money and also get a variety of food choices. And we have lots of food trucks here on Oahu, I've discovered. And over the weekend, we got to check out a brand new food truck, and it's called Melt. This is it. There's a shot of it. Melt. And what they specialize in is grilled cheese sandwiches. And you can get all kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches. There's a picture of one that we had. It was called the Harissa. And this was a really delicious grilled cheese sandwich with Gouda cheese melted over a half a pear, like a pear slice, you know, a pear. And then it had the Harissa on top of it. Now, Harissa traditionally is kind of a spicy thing, but with the pear, it kind of mellows it out, the taste. And these are just delicious. There's another one of them. That's their triple decker right there. They have a triple decker with Gouda, Swiss, and another cheese I can't remember, Goya cheese. And all on rye bread. They do them all on a rye bread. And they have a variety of ones, including like the ultimate. I forget what they call it. The ultimate heart stopper, I guess. And this is one that has a beef patty in it. It's kind of like a tuna melt type thing. And it's just terrific. The thing is about these food trucks is that you got to figure out where they are. And sometimes you don't always know where the food truck is, and it's hard to find them. Now, this particular food truck just started, this melt one. And they just do the grilled cheese. But to find out where they're going to be next, you have to follow them on Twitter, so, or their website. So their Twitter handle is Melt, M-E-L-T, H-N-L. H-N-L stands for Honolulu. So Melt Honolulu, you just follow them, and then the next place that they're going to be, you can go check them out. And everybody, I'm mentioning this, just says, oh, I want to go there. So good. We did a video of it too, by the way. So check out our video of the Melt food truck. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. You'll have a lot of fun there. They're delicious. You know, I cheated. We ate a half. Because I don't eat that kind of stuff. I don't eat any kind of like processed foods and stuff and fried, stuff. I just don't eat it. But occasionally I'll cheat a little bit. I had a half a sandwich. It wasn't so bad. And we had a great time there. And some of the other food trucks that you can find. So I've been asking around because I'm not a foodie. I don't know. But some of the more popular ones here is there's a couple of Korean barbecue trucks that are really popular here. One is the Gogi Korean taco truck. And this one you can find all over Honolulu. Last time we found it, it was out in the Dole area. That's another one. If you go to their website, you can find out where those trucks are. And if you have one that I'm not remembering, please let me know. And anybody in the live stream who can share food truck locations, I'm anxious to know about them. Another one is if you want Hawaiian food, there is Holly's Hawaiian food truck. And, a lot of these have opened up actual restaurants. Holly's is one of them. It started out as a food truck. And now you can find them at Ward Center, right across the street from Dave and Buster's there, right at Ward Center. And they're always there. And you can get great Hawaiian food there. Another real popular one. And we tried this one out. It was Jamaican jerk chicken. Have you ever had Jamaican jerk chicken? It's really, really good. It's Erie Jamaican jerk chicken. And they have also other stuff too. But the jerk chicken is the best. And they're located at 669 Ahua Street. And they're always there. And the best way to find that one is it's right across the street from the convention center. So if you're around that area, it's right in Waikiki. If you take Kalakaua, if you come up Kalakaua Avenue, just keep going straight. When you cross Kapi'olani Boulevard, it's right on your right-hand side. You can't miss it. And you can actually pull into the parking lot there. Some people know Apartment 3, for instance. It's right in that area there. And excellent. And the guy who runs it is really nice. He comes out, he shakes your hand. It's absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And I understand it's Paul's birthday today. So happy birthday to Paul. I would sing Paul, but, I don't want to ruin your day. Singing is not something I do. Maybe you should go out and check out Jamaican jerk chicken. That might be some fun for your birthday. Anyway, Steve's Korean chicken in Pearl City is another great one that I've been told. And I've just been asking people around. And again, email me, let me know, and I'll add them to our list. And we should probably get a list of food trucks so that when you're coming out to Hawaii, you can use the food truck as a alternative. Yes, you're welcome for not singing. Another one is Steve's Korean chicken. I just mentioned that one. Another one is Blue Water Shrimp Truck. That is a very popular one. They do a great shrimp. They do a great shrimp scampi, and similar to the food trucks you find on the North Shore, we've done a whole thing on the shrimp trucks out there, and it's just really good place. And if you want to get some ideas for shrimp trucks, because everybody comes to Hawaii, they go to the North Shore, you got to go to the shrimp trucks up there, right? Well, we have reviewed all of them, all of the best ones. So if you get over to our YouTube page and just type in shrimp trucks, you'll find it. By the way, get over to our blog and our podcast page. All of the back episodes are there, and there's tons of information there. Over 6,000 pages of information on every topic you can imagine is there. And if it's not there, let me know. We'll do a blog about it. And if you'd like to write for our blog and you have some interesting ideas, we'd love to hear from you as well. Exactly. So hopefully that helps you out with some food choices, because everybody's looking for what to eat, right? I mean, everybody's looking for the right place to eat. And that's a great way to enjoy some unique food and good food. And it's all for the right, all at the right price. I mean, none of these places, $6 to $10. And you can share one of those places. They're always big portions. So it can go for two people can eat from one of those food truck portions. So hopefully that helps you out. Next thing I'd like to talk about is, what was it? On Friday, we had a chance to, or was it Thursday? Thursday or Friday, we had a chance to visit the Pacific Aviation Museum at Pearl Harbor. This is located at Ford Island. And, you know, I had never been there before. And if you haven't been here, you really should make it part of your plans. And I'm saying this because when people think of Pearl Harbor, they think about going out to the monument and seeing, you know, the Pearl Harbor thing that's going on there, and which is under construction, and it'll still be under construction until well into next year. But there's the aviation, there's the aviation museum, which is right near there, right next door at Ford Island, which has, I think, the best exhibits and the best history lesson about what happens and what happened at Pearl Harbor, because the guides that they have there are retired pilots, people that have were in Pearl Harbor or, you know, around Pearl Harbor and understand the history of it. And they give a great tour and a great explanation about what's going on there. And we really had a chance to get in behind the scenes over there. And we got to see things that, you know, you can do if you get a special tour there. And one of the things, you know, here's a, you know, like these hangars, they have these beautiful hangars there with all of these planes from history that have all tremendous meaning. We saw all the fighter jets and the fighter planes. And when we first got there, we saw this tower. And this is the tower that was used by the Japanese to hone in on Pearl Harbor. That's the tower right there. And as you can see, it's pretty dilapidated. And what they're doing right now is they're raising money to save this tower and bring it back to pristine condition. So you get to see this tower. And they've raised $4 million. They're going to be raising even more money. They need about $8 million. And they're raising money to restore this tower to its original condition. And it has, obviously, a rich history regarding Pearl Harbor, and it's really great to see that they're doing that, preserving all of this great stuff out there at Ford Island. Then we actually had a chance to walk out to where the first bombs dropped on Pearl Harbor, and we actually saw the ordnance marks, and they call them stitches because they look like stitch marks, and these are actual bullet holes that came out of the planes, the fighter jets, at Pearl Harbor, and they're all over the place. I mean, you can see these stitch marks all over the place, and you can go out there and see those, and we got to see actual place where Pearl Harbor, where the first bombs dropped in Pearl Harbor on Ford Island, and it's pretty incredible. There's lots of stuff to do there. They have the hangars, as you can see, and these panoramic exhibits where you actually get to experience things that you probably never knew. Like, I never knew, for instance, that there was a second attack on Pearl Harbor. Did you know that? Yeah, there was a second attack on Pearl Harbor. There was also an attack on Ko'olawe that I didn't know about, that I learned about. And I learned about the Battle of Midway, you know. And, you know, just so many things that you never know. And I think the history lesson I got at the Aviation Museum is actually better than anything I learned at Pearl Harbor so far. Now, I haven't seen the new exhibit. It hasn't started yet. But this is, I think, a must-see. I'm really telling people this is a must-see. People forget that we have the Aviation Museum. So, you know, ask your agent when you get involved with us. Give us a call. We'll get you involved in that. There's a lot of new stuff that they're doing. They're adding new aircrafts all the time. They have the Douglas SBD Dauntless, which was a dive bomber. That was from the 1940s. They've got the One Eagle, which is an F-15. They've got the MiG-15. These are all brand new, and they're always adding new ones and opening up new hangars. We got to see hangars that they haven't even opened up yet, which is pretty incredible. But what was really fun is they have these cool flight simulators, you know? And you can actually go in there and fly a fighter plane. And they have staff on hand that show you how to use it. And you can spend as much time as you want. And Yaling, you were doing good, Yaling. You were flying that plane. I tried to land the plane once or twice. I screwed that up. But I did land once. It was a lot of fun. And we were fighting with each other and sending bombs off on each other. So it was a great time. I had a great time at the Pacific Aviation Museum. I want to thank Ann Murata. And also, all of our agents have free tickets, and maybe we should do a free ticket giveaway out here, you know. So maybe I'll do that next time. Ask Ann and do a free ticket giveaway. What happened there?
No.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll check it out. You can also find more information at pacificaviationmuseum.org. Also on our website and our blog pages, we have an updated video of it. So you can check it out and hopefully get over there to the Pacific Aviation Museum. Did I leave anything out? Those combat simulators were really cool. Oh, it puts you in the Battle of the Guadalcanal. And you can be either a Japanese or American fighter. I thought that was cool. So check that out. And that's it. And I think I covered everything on the Pacific Aviation Museum. So hopefully you'll check that out. Remember, give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. You know, that's all we do here is book Hawaii vacations. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, we're the ones to call because all of our agents are right here. That makes the difference when planning a Hawaii vacation. Because we're in the destination you're going to, not the destination you're coming from. And I can't tell you how many calls we get every day with folks that are really, really happy to be here and have us here when they book their Hawaii vacation. Because we're just, you know, we're a phone call away. All right, let's get into some of the packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 40 hours. So this will kind of give you an idea of what things are costing for Hawaii. We have a package here for two people traveling in from San Francisco to Maui. They're leaving November 10th to the 14th. It looks like a quick getaway, the 10th to the 14th. They're going to be staying at the Wailea Marriott Resort. They have the mid-sized car. We have a promotional rate there. Total package price, $24.35. Excellent price for an ocean view hotel room. I want to congratulate these folks, Tumkur and Leela Jadville. Actually, is it three people? One? No, that's two people. That's his middle name. Yeah. So hopefully I didn't butcher your name too bad. We do appreciate it. This package was put together by Nancy. Fantastic deal, $24.35, coming right up here in November. Remember, you got to start doing your advanced bookings, folks. Now is the time to start looking at you know, advanced dates, especially your January dates. And if you're thinking about doing anything over the spring break, start planning now. It's going to be crazy this year. This is going to be a big year for Hawaii. So now's the time to book it. Lock in your package now. Remember, you can do that for only $50. Per person. Next package is for two people as well. I'm getting confused now because all the names are coming in the way they're supposed to. Two people. They're going to be leaving February 14th to the 20th, coming in from Chicago over to Kauai. They're going to be staying at the Kauai Beach Resort in an ocean view room. Got a super saver going on there for next year. This is a perfect example of a very affordable advanced booking, and the total package price $23.48. Fantastic deal. Congratulations to Gregory and Lenora Wolf. We want to congratulate you for booking with Hawaii Aloha Travel. We do appreciate your business, and we want to thank Paul over at Extension 38. Thank you very much, Paul. Great booking, great deal. And these folks are going to have a wonderful time in Kauai, the Garden Island, beautiful place. By the way, let's take a look outside. It has been kind of a crummy day today. We've had some clouds. It has been a little bit rainy. There's what it looks like. It's not our typical crater cam view with beautiful sun and sunny skies. It's kind of gloomy. It's been raining all day. So if you're planning to come here today or tomorrow, we are having a lot of partly cloudy skies. Hopefully it will clear up. It's still beautiful, by the way.
You sound like Guy Hockey.
Do I sound like Guy Hockey? Well, Guy Hockey says, remember, rain causes puddles. Yeah, so it's beautiful skies. That's our crater cam. And a little peek at what it's looking like out here. And now we have the final package. This is also for two people. Coming in from Dulles. And Dulles Airport going through Dallas. And they're coming to Honolulu. So, and this is from March 19th to the 26th. A nice healthy vacation. Going to be staying at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel in a partial ocean view. They have that free upgrade that we're offering. Total package price, $32.14. Wow. March 19th to the 26th. Example of another advanced booking. And what a great deals that we're seeing. I mean, $1,500 a person for that kind of a vacation. Fantastic deal. Congratulations to these guys. And that's going to be Ryan and Jennifer Ramsey. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. And we want to thank you very much for your business. We do appreciate it. And we want to thank Makana over at Extension 40 for putting that one together. Remember, our agents are all available right here in Hawaii, standing by. Give us a call, get over to our website, pick an agent, and get involved with us at 1-800-843-8771. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of our program. Remember, we'll be again here on Friday, Aloha Friday. We'll be doing our question and answer show. So make sure you get those questions into me so I can address them on the big show. So that's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Ya Ling, myself, Bruce, the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel, and all of our agents here at hawaii-aloha.com, we'll say aloha and mahalo.